Paul has called us. He has a solution for canker sores. Let's listen to it. Because somebody called in about canker sores, and I wasn't as knowledgeable as I should be. Go for it, Paul, and thank you for calling.
Hi, doctor. Love your show. Yeah, I heard this guy call in, and I can sympathize because years ago, growing up and everything, I had canker sores all the time. And then I read somewhere in, I got into nutrition, that SLS, sodium lauryl sulfate, it's a pretty harsh detergent, and it can cause people to break out because, you know, inside your mouth is kind of sensitive. Well, lo and behold, I tried a couple different toothpastes without it, and I haven't had them since. And if I go back to, like, Crest or any of these other toothpastes, I'll get them right away. So to me, I think it's not a deficiency problem. It's a problem of irritation. Your thoughts?
Well, sir, I hadn't heard that one, but heck, if it worked for you, I'm glad you're telling us, because there's just no harm at all done in finding a toothpaste that doesn't have sodium lauryl sulfate in it. So thank you so much for calling that in. I hadn't heard about it. Probably nobody's researched it, because who wants to research an unpatentable thing, you know? Or if they find it's bad for you, they're not going to tell you because it's in their toothpaste.
Sure. That's right. However, through the years, I've noticed that some of the toothpastes that don't have it say that it's it helps with canker sores, not to, you know, to use this type. And I think Renaissance was the first actual toothpaste that was marketed that way. But anyway, thanks a lot. Maybe that'll help.
I hope it's very helpful, sir. And thank you for enlightening me there. And I'll look into that when I have the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, doctor.